Passage 2. The idea to study the American Indian tribe, Tarahumaras, came to James Copeland in 1984 when he discovered that very little research had been done on their language. He contacted a tribe member through a social worker who worked with the tribesmen in Mexico. At first, the tribe member, named Gonzalez, was very reluctant to cooperate. He told Copeland that no amount of money could buy his language. But after Copeland explained to him what he intended to do with his research and how it would benefit the Tarahumaras, Gonzalez agreed to help. He took Copeland to his village and served as an intermediary. Copeland says, "Thanks to him, the Tarahumaras understood what our mission was and started trusting us." Entering the world of the Tarahumaras has been a laborious project for Copeland. To reach their homeland, he must drive 2.5 days from Houston, Texas. He loads up his vehicle with goods that the tribesmen can't easily get, and gives the goods to them as a gesture of friendship. The Tarahumaras, who don't believe in accumulating wealth, take the food and share it among themselves. For Copeland, the experience has not only been academically satisfying, but also has enriched his life in several ways. I see people rejecting technology and living a very hard, traditional life, which offers me another notion about the meaning of progress in the Western tradition, he says. I experience the simplicity of living in nature that I would otherwise only be able to read about. I see a lot of beauty in their sense of sharing and concern for each other.
Question 12. Why did James Copeland want to study the American Indian tribe Tarahumaras? Question 13. How did Gonzalez help James Copeland? Question 14. What does the speaker say about James Copeland's trip to the Tarahumaras village? Question 15. What impresses James Copeland about the Tarahumaras tribe?